Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
How many of you folks are anticipating some challenges when you get together with your family around the holidays? Well, it's a common theme, and today we're going to talk about it. Today's Healthy Family Connections podcast, episode number 3, is called Sisters Who Won't Get Along, sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW. And I'm your host, Neil D. Brown. You know, the holidays are now upon us, and many families will be anxious about how family dynamics will play out as family members come together. The holidays bringing families together should be and can be a wonderful thing, yet it is often stressful or sometimes even a painful thing. How can something as wonderful as a family getting together at the holidays be painful? Well, relationship patterns are very enduring and very powerful. So when families have negative patterns of relationship, they can be easily revived when a family comes together. You know what I mean. Have you had this experience? You move away from home, are successful in many contexts, and feel like a respected, successful individual, and then you go back to your family of origin, feel treated like a little kid. So if you have some stressful or painful patterns in your family, you're going to want to find some ways to turn those negative patterns into positive ones. And that is what we will be addressing with today's question. But before we do, I'd like to remind you that this podcast is presented for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for psychotherapy or professional care. Our question today is sent in by Valerie from Mill Valley, California. And Valerie writes, "When our daughter comes home from college, she and her younger sister fight until one of them leaves to go stay at a friend's house. What can we do to create an environment where they both can feel safe and comfortable living together?" Well, Valerie, you've raised the issue of chronic antagonism between siblings, and with the holidays around the corner, let's see if we can help out and make your time as a family together healthy and fun. The chronic antagonism you describe is not good for either of your daughters, and I don't need to tell you that it's not good for you either. In fact, I'm sure it's pretty distressing. Let me share some thoughts on this subject, and then more directly offer you some things to do that should shift this pattern in the right direction. So sibling relationships are a very important part of child development, and it's a subject that is not given the focus it deserves. Listeners, let me ask you this question. If you have a positive relationship with a brother or sister or several brothers or sisters, how important is that to you? If you have an historically negative relationship with a brother or sister, how significant is that or has that been in your life? I'm guessing very big. Many of my adult clients talk about being bullied or otherwise emotionally injured by siblings, with these early experiences affecting their self-esteem for years and sometimes forever. And conversely, I think a lot of my clients talk about how critical it is that they have a positive relationship with a certain sibling and what a profound difference it makes in their lives. So siblings share the same home, they share the same parents, and sibling relationships are the first peer learning laboratory for kids where they learn social skills. They learn leadership, they learn the skills to cooperate and compete, for instance. So good, bad, or mixed, siblings share a powerful bond that gives special significance to their relationship. And we want that bond to be a positive one. And yet, there are several reasons that make sibling relationships extra challenging. For instance, a difference in temperaments. Let's take, for instance, a very aggressive, competitive older sibling with a shy, introverted younger sibling. And you can imagine how that could be a challenging combination. Unhealthy family dynamics can, for instance, let's look at, say, a control battle where parents and one of the kids is in a major chronic negative relationship together and how that will affect sibling relationships. Another factor is as kids move through their adolescences, they can adopt different friend groups with different interests and values, and sometimes that can put them at odds with each other. So in your situation, Valerie, you say that they fight until one of them leaves to go stay with friends. And I'm going to assume that your daughter at home is an older high school age kid, and she seems to believe that she can leave and stay away without parental permission. And you want to know what you can do to create an environment where they both can feel safe and comfortable living together. All right. Well, what you can do is insist that they address their issues in a positive way and create safety and comfort for themselves. In other words, you cannot directly create comfort and emotional safety. That's something they need to take responsibility for. Yet, if they haven't done that for themselves, what you can do for them is create the mandate that they do. We know that they have a strong bond. Otherwise, they wouldn't be so hurt and angered by each other's behavior. You want them to act in positive and supportive ways towards each other. And, of course, you want them to enjoy time and activities and ideally just sharing together. And you do want them to have a way to resolve issues together. These are important values and skills. So I'm going to assume that neither girl, Valerie, is in the habit of constantly fighting with other peers, only with each other. So in other words, if either one of them does have a pattern of social fighting, that's a problem that needs to be identified and dealt with beyond the sibling relationship. So let's just assume that the girls are in a negative relationship pattern with just each other. I'm going to bet that there are or have been some family dynamics that have allowed this pattern between the girls to develop. And you might not know exactly what those dynamics might be. And I'm sure the girls will have their own opinions about that. And obviously, I won't know them. Yet, regardless of the issues, the situation does call out for stronger parental leadership. So here's what you can do. Talk with each daughter separately about the pattern of their behavior, what is going on from their respective points of view, and most importantly, what you expect of them. You'll need to be a good listener because most likely both girls will give you an earful. On the other hand, maybe it's possible that one or both of them will close down, but either way, it will be important for you to validate their feelings and their experience and yet let them clearly know that you expect them to deal with each other, demonstrating positive social values, not acting out their resentment or their issues, regardless of their legitimacy, in childish ways. It will be important for you to remind both of them that they are wonderful, fabulous young women of whom you are really proud. And I'm sure that that's true. And the behaviors that they exhibit in their relationship when fighting are not worthy of their true selves. Make sense? Topics you might want to discuss with them can include young adult behavior, what it really is, including the need to demonstrate positive values and behaviors, respecting each other and accepting differences, leadership in their relationship. Leadership does not need to always come from the older sibling. Shared leadership is important. Otherwise, the older one is always the leader and the younger one's always the victim or the follower. We want both kids to demonstrate leadership in their relationship. And another subject is respecting you as parents. You as parents deserve the respect that the home you provide for them is treated with appreciation and that it needs to be honored with positive social behavior. Let them both know that you're talking with the other and that you expect them both to talk soon after your college-age daughter comes home and work out a strategy to enjoy some activities and time together and, most importantly, find a way to manage any issues or behaviors they need to. They need to have this conversation, Valerie, without you being present. It's time for them not to rely on their mother to fix them. It's time for them to show those skills. Let them know that you expect them to act like young adults and there will be no leaving, running away, and no childish fighting. They do not have to approve of each other. They just need to find the best ways to enjoy each other and let go of their differences. One person's negative traits are not the other person's responsibility. So I do think that if you create a culture of openness with naming the problems, the issues, and the expectations, including the expectation that we work out our issues in a positive manner, that you will be taking an important step changing a negative relationship pattern into a positive one. So listeners, if you're angsting about family dynamics this holiday season, remember this: you cannot change another person's behavior, only your responses to it. And if you find positive ways to respond, you will be changing the pattern, and that's the best you'll be able to do. And you may just discover how powerful that can be. Thanks for joining me today. Take care of yourselves. Believe in yourselves. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.